Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
It's Paris Hilton!
Paris Hilton?
It's Paris!
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 It's Paris Hilton!
Paris! Oh my god, Paris! Paris!
Paris.
Hi, Paris.
We found
her.
Get out.
Oh, no.
It's
$100,000.
Hey, Paris, tell me, how many times have you picked up tonight?
No, well, I honestly come down here tonight to pick up Millsy. I was keen for a route with Millsy before, but he hasn't rocked up.
She's got
this
no undies.
This is ridiculous.
Not good.
That's $100,000. If you want that camera in my face, get it out. And where's my
sorry,
screen?
Sorry.
To the classy
back
party.
To you. Back to you guys. Back to you guys.
Someone want a knuckle? Have a crack.
Man, it's so good that she didn't want to be on camera like that, but she was holding a microphone. A wireless mic ready
that's
to
that's
go.
That's most of Australian comedy. Can we get a bloke in a dress? Come on, does anyone pitch
the
out?
The last or? Days of Rome. Like, it's like two Big Brother and the guy who calls Big Brother. Like, it's just
and
like,
then you throw to Gretel Kalina right at the end.
And it's that like, bald guy looks like fucking Joey Pantaleone from The Matrix.
He had little blue glasses on.
They didn't have flat tops in ancient Rome.
Welcome back to the Mug Off. This is a Sunday record, red hot episode. Man, this is so exciting.
Easter Sunday.
We are joined. Oh, is it?
Not right, but
it will be when it comes out.
Oh, you're just saying the names of days.
Don't show them behind the candelabra. They think we record it and it goes straight out. Now they know we're a week ahead.
Yeah, like every other great podcast in this country, we're a week ahead.
Returned guest, very special guest, one of our favorite episodes, Alexi Toliopoulos. Thanks for coming in, man.
My joy, my pleasure, and my pain to be here with all of you guys in the one room, finally.
Yeah, it's happened, huh?
Yeah. It's been a year since we had you on.
Yeah, I was fully psycho 1 year ago. I went fucking crazy. I didn't leave the house for like one full month.
Within completely within reason, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so
and look
much.
Look at you now. You're large and in charge, baby.
Yeah. Packed the pounds on to like prevent COVID from getting closer to me.
Everyone's supporting small business, you know?
Yeah, I've become one.
Man, speaking of COVID, it's crazy now that people, like, it's just kind of dropped off. People just walk around coughing and shit again.
Yeah. Oh, we just got coughed on in the cafe.
It's fucked. I saw this lady at work the other day. She just walked around, like, coughing like crazy. I was like, bitch, go home.
And they're, like, used to wearing the mask now, so they don't even fucking use hands anymore. People just, like, cough out into the atmosphere. I love seeing those droplets followed around. Like, let me run through it like a car wash, get it all over me.
I warm my hands up like it's hand sanitizer and let it spray on me.
Did you see that? But when I got the coffee, she was carrying two coffees, just went like that, straight in my face and went, oh, sorry, that's a hard one.
That's what I call a coffee.
Oh, my God.
Okay, funny boy.
I don't want to hear the best joke of the pod right now. I want it to come later.
Use it as a cold open for the show. Chop it out, put it at the front. Yeah.
Auditioning for the ABC, Duggan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to remix it back in and go, coffee.
Man, it's great to have you back, Lex. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, so
at
good.
At the hot desk.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been thinking about this hot desk term. Do you mean the hot seat?
There's a sign out the front that says the hot desk.
Oh, okay. Because a hot desk is usually like
give
an
these
office.
Cunts a few more clues to find my house.
Oh, we won't be doing it forever here.
They already know the street, the number, and now they know the entrance.
You can catch me in Balmain, boys, from here on out.
Oh, true, yeah. Have hopefully a new little studio.
Little studio set up there.
Wow.
Probably
gorgeous.
Not. This is where I jerk off and play video games.
Studio.
Yeah, we get that gorgeous atmosphere. There's a certain texture, a certain smell when you sit down on the new couch.
Yeah, it's like 8mm or something, you know, like... What are those film nerds? Alexa, you're a film nerd. Help me out here.
Let me answer any question about film. Pose it to me and I'll give you the correct answer.
What's it look like? What do you call it when it looks all grainy? Is that just old times?
It's called film grain. And we do call it old times. You're correct 100%.
Get me on.
Old timey look.
Yeah, I'm a movie guy. I was telling Jerry, I was like, I'd probably get a movie podcast over you. So, you have like a degree in this.
Yeah. What do I know?
Yeah, I just watched...
Just born the wrong damn race.
I watched Animal House at 11. It's like, yeah, I'm a big movie guy too.
Absolutely.
Oh man, what a time to be alive.
Have you guys seen the movie Honey with Jessica Alba?
Yeah, the dancing one.
Yeah, but it's like
Channing Tatum?
No, that's
Step Up.
Step Up.
Oh,
I know every single dance movie from Grease all the way to You Got Served.
You've probably done a 14 part podcast series about them.
Yeah. We went through every dance movie and unlocked every secret, and now I can dance just as good as any of them.
Well, it's like Aaliyah was supposed to be in that movie, but then she died. So then they cast Jessica Alba as this black chick. And like, so you can back me up on this, Alexi. Mm. She's doing a black voice the whole time, right? She's just like...
Well, I'll tell you, it's been about 25 years since I've seen Honey, and I have zero memories
of it.
Come
on back, baby.
But the only thing I know about Honey is that the director of Honey went on to direct two other movies, and they're both the directed DVD sequels to Honey.
Oh, no, grim.
He's just a...
Honey 2 and 3?
Yeah, Honey 2 and 3, and he's the only carryover from those movies. He must have really cared about them.
Listen, if I'm going to do the Honey Extended Universe, I'm going to need to helm all three of these. This trilogy.
Oh, fuck.
When are people going to get the Snyder cut for the last episode of the Mug Off?
The legacy one? Yeah. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Never had...
Very chaotic, that episode, I've been told.
Flat out cutting the N-word out of my front.
Yeah. First podcast I ever wanted subtitles for.
Yeah. Man, so many people said that, but it's like, I'm just used to his Scouse accent, hey?
Yeah, I had no idea what he was saying.
No, me neither.
Known him for 10 years, still don't know.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I've mugged myself off by eating too many prawns.
Yeah, what's
now,
this?
I've given myself a prawn allergy.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, I had some half a kilo of cooked tiger prawns just on a Thursday arvo because fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
And then I just started breaking out in hives. Exactly. And so I was like, the Patreon money's coming in. Yeah. Like, you know, we're money making podcasters now.
Nice. Fresh fish mask.
Fresh, like, from, nice. Fresh yeah, that's how I ate it. I cooked the fish mask.
You're more likely have got an allergy from that.
It was true. PVC.
That's true. That might actually be the
fish mask is probably causing. Like, I know it's been. I've had a lot of restless nights from it touching my skin.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That. Yeah. It takes two weeks to
kick in. That was a good time.
But yeah, I think I might have the King's disease now.
Gout.
Yeah, I think so.
Who had gout again?
Billy Darcy, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then another guy from Queensland, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Who's got a hilarious story about working in a server we can talk about.
Off air.
Oh, we could probably do it now.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't named anyone. Have you heard that story?
No.
that guy in Brisbane who might have gout, and then he's working at a server, and then the guy at the server is like in the middle of like a midnight shift. It's like, geez, I hope I don't show up in any of your bits. And the guy goes, why would you? You're boring and uninteresting. The guy's like, geez, that's a bit rough. And he just goes...
If you send someone off with a little fart, that is some beautiful stuff.
And a shrug. Oh, it made me laugh.
Because I know who you're talking about as soon as you got into it. But it's crazy to talk shit like that when you've got gout in the foot and you can't run away. You're just... Like, the consequences are so high. Turn around and clock you. What are you going
to
do?
You got to respect Michael Jordan-esque psychopath levels.
Yeah, and then just have to finish the shift with the guy.
Anyway, I'm going to need you to get a price check on those Pringles. Move them closer to the counter, please.
Yeah, keep wandering around, mate. Keep wandering.
Keep shuffling around.
It's crazy to do a price check on anything at the server. So how much is this? Like, heaps, cunt.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, heaps. Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. Double it.
Yeah, full price, mate. That's it. Whatever it says on the fucking back in tiny writing. The RP's on there, dude. That's it.
Oh, fuck, man.
Against all odds, it says not for individual sale, but we are Mavericks here at Caltex. Yeah.
We break them open. We chuck them in there. We've got a lot of plain clothes ice creams in there. In there.
So, clean skin ice creams.
It's a Magnum. Could be any Magnum.
Yeah. It just says Magnum on there, so you don't feel it. If it's got bumps, it's the almond one. If it doesn't, could be an ego.
Oh, the ego.
Put two in your hand. Which one weighs heavier? That's the fucking ego, mate.
Fuck.
Oh, God, I love a servo. Mm.
Just while we're on food, Lex, because you grew up around here.
Yes.
Where I live.
Absolutely.
Italian neighborhood, would you say?
Yes, the Italian neighborhood. Little Italy of Leichhardt.
A lot of wops getting around, if you get my drift.
Yes, I know them. I know every wop in Leichhardt.
What does wop stand for?
I think it's Western Oriental Person.
Oriental.
Oriental person.
Wait, is it? Are you used to the PC version of WOG?
Yeah. No, WOP. WOP is a...
It's more inclusive, dude. Yeah, WOGs are the fellas. WOPs can be anybody.
That's true. Gentlemen, right? For WOGs.
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
I heard it come from... This is from what I understand was what, like, WOG was like a cold or like a flu. And they're yeah, they come in here like the fucking flu.
Oh.
And then the rhyming slang, you know, in like Fat Pizza, how they call them chocos?
Yeah.
Is from chocolate frog. It was like the rhyming slang for what?
Chocos. God, Fat Pizza was teaching too.
Yeah, exactly. I learned a lot about my own culture from watching Fat Pizza.
Well, can you settle something for me, Lex? Because I was out at one of these WOG eateries the other week. And so they got a bunch of share plates for the table.
Mm-hmm.
Someone got some mortadella.
Yes.
I'm calling that shit's Devon, brother.
My lord. Okay, listen, I would
As someone who's eaten a lot of Devon, that's Devon.
Okay, well, I'm the opposite creed to you, so I've eaten Devon once and it ruined my day. I was given a Devon sandwich on a fucking Canberra excursion, direct from the bus. It was, you know, when you go on like the school trips to Canberra?
Oh, you had that bus, Devon.
Yeah, they just served it out from the under, like where you put all your bags, that big underneath cavity. They were serving out Devon sandwiches there. Yeah. And it was just butter, Devon, and fucking one little sad leaf of lettuce and ketchup, and I was like, I ate it, half of it, and I was like, nah, this sucks. And my mum packed me, fuck, this is so woggy, my mum packed me an emergency can of marinated octopus.
Break the glass in case of.
It was like one of those key cans where you like twist it and it just keeps rolling up. It's like very old school, like vintage Greek can of like premium grade, like marinated octopus. And like everyone else is eating these ugly sandwiches and I'm there with like this tiny like cocktail fork eating these little tendrils just like dangling out of my mouth. Like fucking old boy but with like tomato sauce all over it.
That is the most wog shit I've ever had.
Hey, that might have taken the cake there.
Yeah. It's actually called a tort, dude, in the wog language.
Yes.
We'll take of the tort.
Does that answer your question, Jay?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I would say there is a difference. There's usually little cubes of fat inside mortadella. So, you know, it's less emulsified.
Okay.
Sorry to get serious, but I take this stuff very seriously. Yeah. I'm a deli boy.
That's why I asked. I wanted a serious answer.
Thank you so much.
I love a deli. Me.
Yeah.
Bit of prosciutto or something.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for indulging.
Bit of prosciutto.
Yeah.
Name
three more.
Salami, Hungarian salami.
Wow. Oh yeah, all right. I'll give you that one.
And then like, did I say prosciutto?
Brijol.
Yeah, gabagool.
Gabagool.
Gabagool is a catch-all. You can say it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I'm going to give you the gabagool pass on the podcast today, mate.
The gabagool pass?
Yeah, you can say it.
All right, deadly.
Man, what a meeting of the minds.
Yeah,
man. Real cross-cultural seminar.
Yeah, well, I've kind of, I've turned the other way on copious drug use and now I've kind of just welcomed myself into the world of fine eating.
Yeah.
Fine eating, going down the deli just eating cold cuts. Yeah.
What's this one? Hungarian salami.
Yeah, let me give a taste.
Yeah, half a kilo of prawns, thanks.
I was so sick.
Give me your finest little creature with little claws. Oh, prawns, you mean? Yes, half a kilo.
Did you devein them? Maybe that's what got you sick. You ate like a kilo of shit as well.
Oh, no, I deveined them.
He only ate the veins. He made a kilo of veins.
You made a little fucking spaghetti out of all the veins.
I knew there was something funny with those prawn heads you gave me. Tasted a bit off.
They're frozen in my freezer right now.
So have you eaten more prawns to test
now? No, I can't. I'm just going to wait till Christmas, I think.
You won't make it.
I know, I'll probably got Easter. I'm going to probably have another crack at it and see if it was just those ones.
Another shot at the title.
I can't lose it now. I can't fall into money and then fucking,
You should eat a prawn a day and get your endurance up for
like
it.
Like a little immunization.
Yeah.
Just give yourself a little bit of hives each day. Yeah.
One breakout.
It works. And then by the time you work your way up to Easter,
that's true,
you'd be fucking fistful into the shit. Oh.
Just going to like the little fish market, just one prawn, thanks, every day.
You're essentially just going to be livid with asthma.
Yeah.
Just a bit short of breath each day.
Yeah, that's fine though. Like I'm still living. Still, you know? Well, I don't want to, it's not living if I can't eat prawns, brother. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Give him the prawn vaccine. Inject it into him.
Just find the sharpest leg and jab it in you, mate. That's it. Squeeze that vein in. There you go.
Oh, no. The shit trails go to the Cats.
Oh, really? Yeah,
they're on.
They love that stuff.
We all got the big promotion down there at the old ski lodge. Welcome to the world of wet food, kiddies.
A little crustacean shit for you. You might love it. Nice and sandy.
You know, I treat these cats. So I really...
Oh, it's so funny. Like, one of them is like a blue ribbon kind of like... Can like it's ready to go into shows and it just ends up with a dog shit cunt like me. Yeah, pretty much shit where you want, to be honest. I'm going to be playing video games for 9 hours.
Just imagining you on the couch, like, shelling all these prawns and then just wiping the vein onto the couch so they can lick it off.
Just shit next to mine if you want.
It's a real rags to riches story for these guys, but the other way around. Oh, yeah, and all the Devon Rex groups, it's like, a lot of my posts are like, excuse the mess. In brackets at the end of every... It's a very supportive group. No one brings it up.
Excuse the mess.
You got to be like that. What have you got here, Jerry?
I thought I'd check my notes.
Oh, man. Well,
anyone
else got any notes?
Yeah, no. I did a very exciting gig the other day.
Please do tell.
Oh, man. I had to go all the way out to Gosford, but it was with a ventriloquist. My first time ever seeing a ventriloquist.
Not Strassman.
It fucking ruled so
I wish
hard,
Strassman
dude.
Came to Australia quarantined for 2 weeks so he could live here for a year.
Oh, man.
Man, it was so good. And this guy, man, he was a great, really, really fucking good dude. I genuinely loved him. Mm-hmm. He gave me a lift home.
Which
and
one, the doll or the guy?
They made him sit in the back seat. Dolls in the passenger seat and they're talking to each other. No one will talk to Cameron.
Excuse me, we're talking.
Yeah, great guy. The other guy, real cunt though.
I kept trying to interject and they're like, excuse me, mate.
They had quite contrasting personalities, would you believe it?
This guy, right, he gave me a lift home from Gosford, so fucking hour and a half worth of questions about ventriloquism.
Fuck.
I didn't know I had it in me, but fuck, I had it in me. Him and the doll, they look exactly... The doll looks like him, right?
It's based on him or a coincidence?
No, he built the doll to look like him, but this guy, he made the doll slightly more handsome than him.
Well, you want an underdog story.
Yeah. You know? Brutal.
So him and the doll, they dress the same. And I said to him, I was like, man, do you have to change the doll's clothes before every gig? And he just goes, no, I've got to dress like him.
Oh, man.
He has to dress the...
What's a dress in?
Just like a jacket,
little
t-shirt.
Suit, yeah.
But he does a lot of corporate gigs. He goes, he just points at he goes, nah, this is... I want to dress like him. He'll be in a suit tomorrow, though.
Do you think that when he has a corporate with the doll, do you think he pops the head off and pops it on a body with a suit? Or do you think he like pulls the pants off?
Oh, yeah.
He has to fly up on a little suit.
He has
stuff.
To redress it.
Oh, I wonder if he gave the doll like a bigger dick than him. He's more handsome, big dick.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Jerry, when this would have been like years ago in the open mic scene, there was someone who's tried to do ventriloquism.
I think I know who you're
talking
about, yeah.
And they like had like a little doll that was a cop. And then they put a fake like prosthesis penis on it, and they would just suck the dick off.
Oh my god!
Like on stage. Oh,
do you remember it?
I remember
give
this.
Anything
yeah.
to see yeah. this? So, is this someone who's still around?
No, no. They were a ship in the night. This open mic, and they came around for a minute, and they were like the golden psycho for that while. We're like, everyone yeah. talk about them, everyone obsessed with them, and they were just so unique that they would just suck this cop's dick on stage. This little cop's like, and it was not like a strap on. It was like. You know, a pants filler one. So it was very soft penis.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Very soft penis trying to get this cop hard. But tragically, That penis does not get hard.
Oh. The ratios were off. I remember that. Mm. I was like, this doesn't quite work.
You reckon this cop doll had a third leg? You're trying to say? Or this other kind of 11 toes.
Yeah, I think the cop's dick was a bit... Well, it was too big for a cop. Let's just say that. Yeah. Way too big for a cop.
Man,
it was a life-size penis on the size of someone that was the height of your calf.
Man, fuck. That's so sick. You don't see enough psychos in open mic anymore.
Yeah.
They'll be back.
I know where they are. We just don't see them. I know where they are.
Where are they?
Don't blow your leads.
Yeah. I know where they are. So I'll take you.
Oh, man. Please take me too.
Yeah.
Man, I would fucking love to get out there.
I used to feel like it was detention. Now it's like I'm in advanced English. It's like, what the fuck? Where are all the funny cunts? Everyone's talking about like analytics and stuff. Like, yeah, if I do this and I do that. It's like, what?
That's what I never liked with like someone who's
someone dack this cunt.
Never anyone was like real funny, like, and they'd be like, oh, we all laugh ironically or whatever. It's like, no, it's funny. Yeah. You know, like they're just being funny. It doesn't matter. You don't need to build in a reason to like this guy sucking a cop's dick.
That's good gear.
It's funny. Like he's being funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Piss me off that shit.
No need to rethink it or overthink it.
Like yeah, you can have the bit now. They haven't been around for like 6 years.
Yeah, I reckon that's up for grabs.
Well, you've been working it offstage for a while, right? They're not puppets either.
Just an off soft cops.
Just an average sized policeman.
You fucking wish, cunt.
Yeah, I'm the exact opposite ratio. If you want a full size man with a puppet sized dick, come to me, dude. Mix the bit up.
Yeah,
that is red hot.
Why don't you have a puppet suck you off? Like, just set it up like a ventriloquism. Like, you know, guys, I'm thinking about getting into ventriloquism.
I don't have the self esteem.
Would you indulge me and then just come out and be like, "How are you, mate?" And just have it just kind of work its head towards you, your zipper.
Oh. Did you get any more pearls of wisdom out of the
pop? Oh, dude, it was so good, man. Apparently, there's only 6 blokes in the world that make puppets.
Whoa.
For ventriloquists.
And he's one of them.
No, he made his own. But he told me
isn't that 7?
The 7th wonder of the world.
No, there's guys who do it professionally.
Most people only make one. Doesn't make them a puppet maker. Yeah,
exactly.
You know why, Heba? Because they all slowly turn into puppets. That's why you can't keep
well,
it
was
down.
Like,
it's a cursed profession.
I thought the sex bot industry buys them out. Like they're like that's where that's college basketball for.
Well, he did tell me that like most guys they're just like, you know, fucking they make a head and then they just mass produce the head and it's like so I made my own so that it looked like me. But that even that process was
like
very
prawns.
Interesting.
You gotta rip the shit trail out of these puppets first. Tear off the head, put a new one. That barely connected, huh? thank you, Alexi.
Yeah, I did like it. Anything with a prawn shit line, I'm like, yes, this is my style of humor. I've shelled a few in my lifetime, so I get it, man. I've been through that battle.
Yeah, this is the trenches. You know, we're out here getting the king's disease.
So how did he make the head?
Oh, man, it was a whole process. Like, it's like taking casts and... Man,
what the fuck? So he like put his head in like some some goo.
Nah, he molded it like out of clay and then did like a prosthetic thing over that.
Like
and
Ghost. He's just sitting there molding his own head, spinning it.
Did he talk about
puppet sitting on his lap with that head?
The puppet's got his arms around.
Yeah. I was going to say dead wife. It's like, this isn't going to bring her back, dude. It's the drinking while you drive that did it. Asking this puppet for directions. She doesn't want this. She wants you to move on.
He's just hearing this argument. Duggan's in the back.
The guy is like saying one thing with his mouth and then closes his mouth a little bit, mumbles something.
Shouldn't have had too many drinks that night. Shut up. I told you not to talk about that.
Yeah, the whole time I'm in the back seat, like, can't just say. Yeah.
So this is auto power windows or can I just wind it down?
Where did you get this, Lubri?
Man, it was so sick. I loved it. He killed, man. He killed.
Yeah, I've gigged with it. It's
both
the same
of them.
Guy. I don't know. I don't know if we should shout him out or not. But yeah, I've worked gigs before.
No, shout him out. Fuck this guy.
Destroyed. Like he's Darren Carr.
Darren Carr.
Super funny dude.
Can we get him on? Like we should probably. Book, we should just book the puppet though. and just put him in like a green screen kind of. We'll take you out in post.
I was so excited, man. And it, like all the stuff he was doing, it was fucking killing, dude. Mm-hmm. Like he gets someone up at some point and puts like a mask on.
Oh, I love
on
that.
Their face. Dude, you know that.
It's an unbeatable bit.
Yeah, like it kills me every time.
Is the puppet white?
Yeah,
yeah,
dude,
he's
so has he got any thoughts on like Randy? Like, yeah, he's just fucking because he's a different color, you know. Mm. That's why he's on TV. That's why he's getting all the big gigs. Not enough of the white puppets out here. Like, it's no country for old men for us. While some fucking non-binary fucking purple felt thing is fucking out there getting all the laughs. You know, that should be me on the gala.
And he gets his guy up on stage and he's like, "What's your name?" Fucking blah blah blah, saying all this stuff, and then he's like. So anyways, you've seen the act, mate. Starts rolling up his sleeve.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's good.
Man, you should have dropped your pants.
This is good. Oh, the dude kind of did bend. Like, and he was from this table of like old blokes out in Gosford. Like, it's like six different dudes all standing there slightly... In slightly different positions, all like filming.
Oh, yeah.
But like phone above their heads. Like, dude, there's no one in front of you. Just hold it normally.
Yeah. Unreal. God,
I would love to just edit all that footage together. Oh. Just get every angle on him.
The Snyder cut.
That's it. The proper Snyder cut.
The Alexi
cut.
It goes for 4 hours. It's six acts. Wonder Woman's in there.
And also, every phone you can see all the other phones in it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the Beastie Boys did that, right?
Yeah. Then? Oh shit! I shot that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just before because it was like handy cam. It's kind of just not good enough.
Yeah.
It's just before the cameras kind of got good enough, so it's a bit. It's pretty fucked. I don't really like it.
Good on you, Jared. Got one out in front of me. Little film fact.
Yeah, he's coming for your job, Alexi.
Shit, dude. And you did it so brave. Your voice changed and everything.
Yeah. Oh, I just had like a gurgle in my throat. I was just trying to like clear it without going...
Gerard McGowan.
Talk through the gurgle.
That movie guy.
Yeah.
That movie guy. You should get that as a drop.
Yeah.
Did you learn that in film school? It was a... You know, the time just before cameras got good?
Yeah, we learned about that. That's when I went first into film school, just before cameras
got
good.
That's like BC and AD.
Yeah, then I had to go back, learn when cameras got good again. Whole new game, dude. Whole new game.
Now, excuse me, sir. Are these cameras going to get gooder than this what they are here?
When I first like went to film school, it was like those it was like... digital cameras, but you still record it on tape. Did you have that as well, Jerry?
Yeah, the Sony's, the old
Sony
ones.
Shit,
yeah,
and you had
shit.
To still digitize tape. Fucking
I was there
shit.
At the exact wrong time because when I was there, they were moving from...
the talkies.
From the talkies.
Jerry's 1,000 years old. I don't like this language in film. What I don't like the writing.
Yeah. What's the name of that fucking vampire?
Nosferatu.
Yeah, I'm Nosferatu.
Yeah. 1 week we were having a lesson about how to accompany a film on a live piano. The next week they fucking killed the guy. They put him out the pasture.
And they made us film his death with a windy. And when I was there, they were moving from Final Cut to Premiere.
Oh, wow.
And they were moving from those Sony cameras to like DSLRs or whatever, but there weren't enough of them to kind of go.
Jerry made
shit.
The Final Cut on Final Cut.
Man, yeah. I had like a small fucking video camera that was like a mini DVD.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
mini DVD.
I was trying to get in on this auteur talk. Yeah, we had a couple of family films.
We had a DVD player, would you believe, in my house.
Was it under 5 or over 5 Jackass knockoff stunts you film with that in the backyard?
Oh, man. We found my old high school Jackass tape.
Henry showed it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, did Henry? Yeah. I don't know how he got his fucking hands on it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I might have got that in the DM.
He was the first person to be like, man, this goes for 2 hours. Sick. So, if you're wondering if you want...
What was it, Cool Blokes?
Guys Who Rock.
Guys Who Rock.
Guys Who Rock.
Yeah.
That might be a Patreon episode.
We can. Oh, my God. It's so long. We'll get a couple of the movie guys in there. Alexa, come in.
We'd love to have you and Cam commentate that.
Yeah, we're Jackass experts, dude.
Yeah, you guys have seen all the Jackasses, right? I imagine you covered them.
One day in lockdown, I watched every Jackass film, including all the .5s, Bad Grandpa and Bad Grandpa .5.
Oh, really?
Man. Yeah. I didn't even know there was a Bad Grandpa 0.5.
There's a Bad Grandpa 0.5, different stunts in it. Spike Jones is in it. It's fucking the stuff one of the best things I've ever watched, dude.
Really?
No, I not at all. It sucks shit, but...
Oh, man, I thought you were lobbing it up to me. I was like, I'm about to spike that. Damn right, they're the best fucking... That's as good as cinema got as far as I know.
They're all
like,
on different streaming services as well, so you've got to go for a real explore if you want to get through all of them in order.
You're making fake accounts, trying to get in, you know, you're doing trials.
You had to order one of them on VHS. Oh.
I had to install a special player just to see all those beautiful pranks.
Yeah, that's
love
what...
Love to see Steve-O drink that horse cum. Got to get it.
Yeah. That's what brought you out of lockdown. Go down the survey to buy that on DVD.
Yeah, I had to mask up, wear some gloves, and go, please, I gotta see it.
I can't wait to see the new Jackass. Like all those dudes in their
40s.
It's gonna
be sad, man.
Yeah,
it's already very sad. Like
the
third
one was sad enough.
Bam's been cut out of it. He's gone to a real fucking.
Did you go? Heart
goes out to you, Bam.
Yeah. Did you go watch
Bam? If you're listening, yeah, we'd love to have you on, brother.
Did you go watch the Jackass Boys when they came out? Were you in that crew?
No, I wasn't.
Man, Tom Walker told me about it. Yeah. He said it was like the craziest show he's ever seen. Yeah. It was like four of them kind of doing stand up. And who said Dale guy with blonde hair or whatever? Dale Ekstrom or something. You know, he's kind of always around.
Yeah, Danger Aaron?
That's the guy, yeah.
A real background lad.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a background lad for Jackass.
He kind of didn't even have stand-up, so he did like 2 minutes of jokes, and he goes, who wants to watch me take a shit on this? And just took a shit on something? It didn't even go well. Everyone's just like, yeah, I guess. Like
that's you can't change that. You can't change the atmosphere in a room once someone's done a shit in it.
Yeah. The whole room just kind of smells like shit.
There's flies hanging around it while you're trying to do your pitch bits.
I just couldn't start thinking about him lobster walking to the venue every day. It's like, not yet. Save it, mate. Save it. You got
what
your clothing.
What happens once you do this shit on stage? Because it's like, you know, 1 in 50 it's a no wiper. Especially guys with that lifestyle. If you've lived the Jackass lifestyle since like 2001, you're fucked.
No clean cuts, you reckon?
Yeah, there's no way. No way.
You're eating Matchbox cars, so you can't be shitting good.
So does he like...
He's got Metamucil on the rider.
Does he lift trow and then go like, thank you everybody, it's been a splendid evening, you're a wonderful audience, and then walk off? Or does he just like leave the mic on the ground and then just waddle away with his pants around his fucking ankles?
I'll have to get Walker on to talk about it, but yeah. I never thought to. That's why you're always that step ahead. I never thought, you know, is it a clean snap or is it diarrhea? It never even entered my head. You know?
Yeah, well, when you do 4 shits a day, mate, you think about it a lot.
Yeah. 4 shits a day.
Well, I wake up with one, end the day with one, and then 2 randomly in the middle somewhere.
You strike me as like myself, a man who's left many a party because he's got a shit.
Yeah, that'd be me. I'm shit break, but for whatever job, no matter what. Never grew out of it.
Nothing wrong with shitting on the job.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
For me, it's always homework. Got to take it home.
You're testing like your manager's
call. Oh, man. I'll always shit at work.
Yeah.
Getting paid to shit.
It's like, I'm putting the onus on you now to bring it up.
Yeah. You know? Man, I'm mad if I have to shit on my days off.
This time I could have been drinking in bed.
Saving it up.
You can just take the can to the shitter with you. Yeah. I'll get a refill on the way out.
I can't find this fucking... Yeah, man, I had a picture of that. Some stupid fucking graffiti in a bathroom, you know? Like, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I shit on the boss's time or something like that. Unbelievable.
You get in there, you like edit all the bathroom. Like, you're like, this is my big break. that's a typo up. There.
That was a good idea for my... I don't know if it's a good idea. It was an idea. As soon as I said it, I was like, well, I don't know. But I just wanted an Instagram account of all like bathroom graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd be like, if we could just get everyone to send in the submission. Because there's some weird ones. Like, real weird ones out there. A lot of
I took a photo of one recently. That it just said wank your willy. Like, all right.
Well, if you must say, I must do.
Yeah,
don't need to tell me twice.
Doctor's orders.
I always do what bathroom graffiti stalls say.
That's how you met Jerry, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just called him one day.
Called one of the numbers.
Yeah. Hey, mate, I heard you want to suck me off.
Here for a good time. It's like, sweet, so the pod records at 12. Trust me, it's going to be good.
I've had a Ruby, you want to suck me off? It's like in your handwriting as well. Call it something, get sucked off.
you put the number in, you call it, and then Jerry's profile comes up still. You're like, oh, I already got this one.
The whole time hanging out, I had no idea who would suck me off. What had to do with us?
Oh, man. Cops go half price, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
What's half of free?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Jerry pays them for the privilege. It's like Maccas. They get free Maccas and free blowjobs.
Jerry will suck off a cop if they let him wear the hat.
This will be me one day.
Yeah, you two will be sucking your teeth out the back of your throat. You keep coming with this cop sucking off talk. Oh.
We'll stop sucking them off, man.
Yeah, if you stop doing it, we'll stop talking about it.
I can't stop doing it if you don't stop talking about it. All right? I'm only doing it because you talk about it.
I think we can all agree the truth is somewhere in the middle. You're sucking someone off in a public park.
A council worker. Not quite a cop.
Yeah, it's not quite a cop. It's a parking inspector.
Well, the guy's a security guard from the Italian Forum.
That's why they call him Lollipop Man. You got to blow your way to the top.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Lex, last time you were on.
Yeah, beautiful transition.
There could be a whole edit in there.
Yeah. We're having so much fun, we even got to any of the meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So last time you were on, I was getting mugged off profusely about my car getting cubed. but then we recorded, and then a couple of days later, you told me one of the greatest mug-offs I've ever heard. And I was like, why did you not bring that up on the thing?
Oh, my God.
Fuck, I can't believe I didn't.
What story?
You had a real great story about getting egged at school.
Oh, yes.
Not in a good way either.
Yeah, I got egged. Oh, my God. I remember this. This was year seven, like three. Shit. It was like 3 weeks into like year seven. And we're catching the school bus home. And it was like the same crew every day.
This could be more perfect mug-off story. Wait, you got egged? Okay.
This is so... Oh, my God. I forgot about this completely. So I
haven't stopped thinking about it. Yeah.
This is like the school bus home. So you're on there with the same cunts every single day. You all kind of know each other. You're all like aware of each other's aura. But I'm like, you know, this chubby little year seven kid. I'll be honest, I'm extremely cute. I went through all of high school being cute because I just stayed like, I kept my puppy fat up for life, basically.
God, you would have been a cute kid.
So even like, you know, everyone's going through puberty. I've got Andy Milonakis disease, basically, throughout all of high school. And like, just, it was like me and my two or three nerdy mates. And like everyone, it's all the same people, all my school. And then we got off the bus and I think... They were like these kids from the year above us.
You told me they were younger than you.
No, they were year above us.
They couldn't be younger if you were in year seven, though. Yeah,
weren't you like the prefect at his school or something, the year ahead?
I wouldn't have been, because I think it would have been year 12, right, when you were in year seven.
No, I think you were year 10, because I remember you were my peer support leader at camp. My camp
that's
peer
right.
support leader.
With that world-famous history teacher you cannot name.
Yeah, that's when I figured it out. When you said something about that history teacher, I go, Mr. I know exactly who you're talking about. I unlocked every memory of you from high school as soon as you said those words.
I was a good guy though, right?
Yeah, you were great. You mentored me, dude. Yep.
We're gonna be podcasting, you and me, kid.
Yeah, one day.
Crazy that you got egged by your mentor.
When we got off the bus and we were just like walking, all like just these three or four nerds, me and my friends, and then like from this block of flats, like to our left, it was just the same walk that we do every day. We hear hey, boys. Oh, no. Just someone just, and then like this barrage of eggs just flying us from like the third story of this block of flats. And then like, we saw like who they were. There was these guys from the year above us who were also like, it wasn't like we got fucking egg buddies, lads or like jocks or anything. It was like the equivalent group of nerds from the year above us. And then like immediately they egged us. And then we like I come home, I'm covered in fucking eggs. I think they only
you
hit
come
me.
Home looking like an omelet.
They only fucking hit me. And like all my friends got off. I guess, you know, I'll be honest, I was the biggest target of all of them.
It's like Buck Hunter, you know, the bigger the animal, the higher the score.
Yeah, the rest were critters. I was the only one that was full points.
And then, like, I just come home. I've got fucking shells on me, shells in my shoes and stuff like that. And, like, my mum and my yaya just, like, flip out. Because I'm like, you know, I was very popular in primary school. I don't think they were ready to, like, deal with a kid being bullied. So they were just like, oh, shit, we've lost it. And so they, like, called up Mr. Lloyd.
Yep.
Mr. Lloyd, you were...
Ex-cop.
Ex-cop. And he was the most cop-like guy that Hell ever yeah. could be out of school. He wore the classic combo of business shirt, polar fleece and shorts every day. I was like, fuck, this guy's a ledge. PE teacher worked his way all to the top of admin at that school.
Can't be done, Jerry.
He did the beep test to let them make the boss.
He crushed the beep test and go, fuck, man, we're going to put you vice principal, dude. You can teach class and teach and do all the detentions. And then I remember I had to go into his office and we had to tell them who it was. And it was like so embarrassing. We go, yeah, it was this fucking skinny nerd, this acne boy were the ones that egged us. And then like immediately I was bigger than these guys. Like I was bigger than all of these guys that egged us. And so were all my friends. We also became like cooler than them very quickly. And so for the rest of like the 4 years that we were at school together, we would still get the same bus home. And they never said a word to me after getting in detention. And then every day you would see this kid just get off the bus and run straight home. Just like he would get off the bus and just run straight home because on the same bus stop every day.
Oh man, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, still, I've only been egged that once in my life. Mm. Oh, actually, once my house did get egged too. It was like probably only 2 years later. It was like maybe my 14th birthday.
Yeah.
And we're playing, we had like a Halo LAN party at my house.
That's so around the time Luke Heggie moved to Sydney, I think.
It wouldn't surprise you, Luke Heggie. And then we all went out to we went for a walk up to like the local 7-Eleven to like get a fuckload of snacks. And we're coming back. There was like another group of teen boys, like older than us, walking past. And my friend was like, hey, lads. And I'm like, why the fuck would you say that, dude? Why would you do that? What? Like, you're not impressing us.
You said egg me.
They're like, well, you're not impressing us. If anything, you're putting fucking us in danger, dude. And then we're like 17 nerds.
You'd be lucky if they don't go home and hard boil the eggs after that.
We're 17 nerds walking home with like fucking all the accoutrement you need to make fucking nachos. We couldn't be a bigger target. One of us is carrying an Xbox and a fucking like RCA cable to plug into another TV.
I like the idea too that you'd like he took the Xbox from your house, he carried it up the servo and then come back. You'll never catch me without my Xbox.
Yeah, dude, I gotta hang on to it, so I don't want anyone to plug in. I don't want anyone to plug in while I'm not there.
Strapped to his chest like a bomb in Gaza. He's just like,
I'll be fucked if someone hacks my Xbox.
And then we just like had like probably like 2 hours later, we just heard this crack on my window and they chucked eggs at my front window. And I just remember getting up, fucking hell, David, that's your fucking fault. They came egg my house. They saw us like walking into our place because it was like right outside. It was like, hey, lads, we're like walking into our house. It's like we can't even pretend we're elsewhere.
I want to egg your house after that. Just hearing that makes me want to egg someone.
And we just like, and I just go, I made him go out and hose my house down. I was like, you gotta go up to the fucking like fly screen, pick the fucking shells off it, mate. My mum's gonna be fucking pissed off. And it was also, you know, still
Yaya's upset.
Yeah, she found out our house is getting fucking bullied, dude. She didn't know what was gonna happen.
And it was my real estate.
It was just like, as well,
which house was it?
The friend with the lowest status in the group. So we're like, yeah, you gotta fucking go clean up by yourself, mate.
Yeah, bully people, huh?
So you were pretty popular in primary school, you're saying?
Oh my God, I was at the bee's knees, brother. I was a cat's freaking pajamas. It only took me a fucking year of high school to catch up to my old place. All it took was me owning several kids that egged me the first few weeks.
The octopus in the can didn't fly too hard in high school.
Oh no, they loved it.
They loved it.
It was a multicultural school, dude.
Yeah, dude. Mm.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
A lot of people's first Devon, probably. Not just mine.
I remember seeing, like, in the first week, one of the gruesomest like punch-ons in high school. I was like, I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Absolutely.
That kid just got uppercutted.
Oh man, an uppercut in high school? That's fucking hell.
I can't even do that in Street Fighter yet. Like, it's so...
Yeah, a couple of Hadoukens going off in the oval, mate.
He might as well have done like a spinning fucking flame kick or something. The way I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Here's some hectic fights, you know? And it's like, that's a crazy thing. Like, you know, I was like a lovely little boy that loved the arts and like discovered drama and stuff there, doing theater, trying to do method acting for little plays. And then there's like kids getting fucking walloped like every day. Like I, even like a nice guy like me, I had like 6 fight videos on my phone. My first film was like some dude getting his head dunked in a toilet. I submitted that to film school and got in. My first documentary.
I got into a punch on year 7 with a kid and he had a fancy watch and like punched or kicked it or something and it stopped working or whatever. And he's like, oh, you got to give me money for this. So I'm like, I'm not giving you any money for that. And he goes, oh, tell your dad. It's like, it's harder to get money out of him than it is out of me. Good luck, cunt.
Yeah, maybe you'll punch it and get it started again for you, mate.
You think it's broken now? Wait till he gets a fucking hold of your watch, cunt.
That guy will never forget the moment that you beat him up because he'll just be stuck on that time for the rest of his life.
No, it was a good fight. Like, it was back and forth. I didn't beat him up by any means.
Oh, really? Okay. Got your ass handed to you.
No, he's bigger than me, but it was a good
backtracking
good
already?
No, it wasn't.
He's winning one. This fight, I'll tell you that much.
I wasn't like, yeah. He
you
was,
know
he
that
was
old
tall.
Saying, even a broken watch can be broken by your dad again. That age-old adage.
I can break it more.
I'll show you broken, cunt.
Oh, good times. We had it's a bit of a change of pace. We don't have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that thing this week with the dark mofo.
I
put it in my notes. Do you want to get into that? Or you don't want to get into that?
Oh, you know, it's kind of been done.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of...
Moving on, Lex.
I've got a few things to say about it, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to make you guys uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, no, it's just a wild...
It's just I went pretty ham on the memes and then got shared by a few work pages. So now it's like every second follower is like they, them. And it's like, oh, man, when I go back to Fatty Vorton memes, like it's just going to be are you the one?
Oh, man, that was another thing that Ventriloquist was doing. The puppet. Doing the Fatty Vorton head wobble.
Oh, wow.
I could not stop laughing. Only, I was like, God, I wish Yaz was here to see this.
Only Fatty Vorton can best. Like, I don't like an unofficial head wobble. Like, it's got to be anointed by the king.
You would have loved it.
Mate, I'm throwing them out at like every lunch.
Yeah, but if they're like, you know, your friends,
they're in the wild.
Yeah, your friends practice Michael Jackson dance moves, you know? Like, it's like, you haven't got the Disney standard.
You might move like him, but you're not a pedophile. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, man.
Happy days.
Pretty dark.
Yeah, that was grim.
That's like that documentary in Open Secret. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
It's just about like children getting molested in like Hollywood. It's like all about Bryan Singer.
Oh, but, fuck. I got to check it out.
So, yeah, it's a real grim
hot
watch.
Hot wreck, dude.
Yeah, I'm a movie guy too. Yeah. But like now I can't see a kid in movies without being like statistically that child was like passed around at a Bryan Singer.
Ooh.
Like it's like it's taken away the magic of movies for me. Like you get me on that that Netflix podcast. I keep bringing 4 kids, which means like probably some pretty gruesome acts of molestation are happening.
On no other podcast will you go from egging to from egging to child abuse.
Never enjoying it.
And right in between, it was just a Fatty Vorton segue. That's it. Not much.
Is that the key component in that? You reckon the Fatty Vorton?
We know where our butter's bread. Bread is buttered.
Butter's bread. That's
butter's bread.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Have you got any more mug-offs for us, Lex?
I was thinking about it, and do you guys ever hear about the scam that Henry and I did at a cinema?
Is this... I know about it.
Yeah. I've heard about it.
Yeah. I don't know if you have. Have you ever heard about this?
Can we name that? Are you still lifetime banned from the chain?
No. I think the statute of limitations just went up because it was like 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Have you been back in there?
I've only been once since COVID.
Sure.
But I used to go in disguise back to go. I used to wear disguise to go back to the cinema.
You used to have a child sitting on your shoulders.
I used to just get, I'd go with the ventriloquist doll, go, he orders, okay? He's my carer. I'm after him.
I'm Andy Serkis. I'll be taken out in post. Don't worry.
But it was this scam that I ran at a certain art house cinema chain here in Sydney, in Australia. And for a minute, they ran, for a couple of years, they had this like a streaming service website. and it would just be like an iTunes type thing, and you would like pay money per, like pay-per-view.
You heard
of this concept, pay-per-view? When you would go to the cinema, every ticket you purchase, you get like a $10 voucher for it. And I was like, yeah, sweet. Okay, cool. And I remember I saw a movie, got the voucher, and then like as I was leaving, there was like another voucher on the chair. So I'm like, you know what? I'll pick it up as well. And I punched in the code and it was cumulative. So it wasn't just one and that's it. Yep. You could just keep fucking adding these things up.
Nice.
And so, you know, it was like a long summer. I would just keep going to the movies all the time. I was completely unemployed. I was like a fucking depressed film student. And I had like just only, I was only doing film school and like fucking doing comedy. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go every day.
This is when I was living with Henry. We were all super broke as well. So we're just like always hanging out.
Exactly. It was like rat house era.
Yeah.
And so I would just go all the time to cinema and I'd just be like scouring for the tickets and shit. Like I'd be like, just always go through the bins and stuff. Like just trying to load up, like going through the chairs and like grabbing all these things and just keep loading it up. And I even went to see like the second best exotic Marigold Hotel because I'm like, it's just going to be all old people. Oh, yeah. They don't know what these things are. And I was like, I fucking loaded up. Just
now it's premeditated.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's a heist.
And then I like got, I ended up getting like $300 worth of these tokens, just loading it up. I watched one fucking movie. I watched like the Brian Wilson movie and that's it. The Love and Mercy. It was the only film I ever watched on the service. But I like became addicted to the scam of it. Oh, I'm like, this is fucking, this is like Goodfellas shit. This is like me ripping them off. Yeah. I've got a little racket going on.
You can walk into any Palace cinema straight away.
They just the go, class. Yeah, there you go, mate. I remember just, and then for Christmas, I just gave Henry and Cam like $30 worth of these things. I go, guys, they're cumulative. Load them up because they go off on New Year's Eve. So you got to fucking load them up now before you forget. And Henry got excited from that. He was like, okay, they're run off on New Year's Eve.
No one loves a scam like Henry.
I just like, I teed it up for him so much. And then on New Year's Eve, he rang me. He's like, I'm going to go to this particular cinema today that has this streaming service attached. And I'm just going to try and get a few more. Do you want in? I was like, I've got enough to retire on. Yeah. I don't need to, mate. No, I don't need it.
You're Ray Winston and Sexy Beast at this point.
Yeah. I'm off to Spain. Spain in my speedos, dude. I'm like, no, I'm out of the game. I'm out of the game.
So you'll do it, Lex. So you'll do it? No, what do you fucking mean, no?
And then, like, I go, I'm out. I'm out, mate. I'm out. And then, like, 3 hours later, Henry calls me. He's like, I hit the mother load, dude. I hit the mother load. And he's like, I went to see a movie. It was like some shitty documentary that I had no interest in going to. It's like, I got the mother load. I went in, I asked him like, can I get a few tickets, a few of those things so they run out? Like, yeah, of course. And then when he was leaving to go, and he was going to go past get the tickets, no one was at the counter. So he just left over the counter and grabbed like fucking, no shit, 200 of them. Grabbed 200 of these things.
Lufthansa heist.
Yeah. Well, it was the largest heist that's ever been committed.
You're
on.
You're just banging the shower. We fucking did it. Did it.
And then he goes, do you want to split them? If he's like, I'm not going home between now and midnight. When they expire, do you want to split them if you log them in? I'm like, fuck, seeing the pile they sent me a photo of, I'm like, I'm absolutely in. My eyes lit up. I'm in. So he just like went to the park and laid them all flat and sent me photos of them all. And I spent all of New Year's Eve punching in these codes. I was like there until midnight punching in all these codes. I would be going between my account and Henry's account on another window, like an incognito screen. And just like going five here, five there, five here, five there. And like, to be honest, I did rip Henry off. I put in like 10 more for me than for him.
Yep.
And we ended up getting like $1,200 each of these codes. And I was like, fuck this. I never have to like pay for another movie again.
Sure.
And already I'm like, literally, this is like crazy because I'm like reviewing movies on TV as well at this point. And so I'm like, you know, we load them all in.
It's a tax deductible thing.
Exactly. Already I get free movies and shit. We're like, yeah, this is it. I never have to pay for another fucking art house to lead again.
You're Jeff Bezos, dude. You're way more than you need.
And then I was like, this is amazing. I was like, fuck, this is so good. We've got all this shit. I start watching movies on the surface. It sucks shit. It's like so bad at buffering and all that stuff. But I'm like, it's free. It doesn't matter. And then like around January 3rd or 4th when like business goes back, mm-hmm. we're like, we both get this email and they're like, no. We get this email and it's like, we've been noticed suspicious activity, so we've wiped your account.
Oh, no.
I'm like, fuck, I had legitimate fucking bank on there and they wiped it all because it went over $1,500 of like tokens on
it's
there.
It's your piano and Layla moment. You guys are all getting your fucking jag off. Some dude from Dendy's fucking yeah. whacking you.
You got a wedding singer guy dangling from a fucking cooling rack. And then I'm just like, I was like, fuck, this sucks. I'm like, this was going to be my whole summer in front of the fucking computer watching all these movies.
No.
And then Henry was like so jacked off about it. He was so fucking pissed off. So he sent them an email saying he was going to take them to small claims court. Because
oh,
he just said that, like, you know, small claims court, any company just goes, they'll just pay you out, doesn't, because they don't want to go in. I'm like, well, it's just fucking tokens on some websites or like actual money. And then I just sent them an email that said, I resent the implication that these were obtained fraudulently. And I was like so pissed off about it. And I was like, what a little fucking nerd just sending this like this email back off to them. And then a few days went by and for Christmas, my friends had got me, they bought us tickets to, well, not tickets, like vouchers to a spa to go on like those meditation float yep. tank things. It was like a prank present because like I have claustrophobia. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'll try it. Get out of my comfort zone. And so we go to like this float tank place. I'm like getting undressed in this room. I got to go in and have a shower in there yep. and then get into the tank. And it's like just in like this strip mall in Bondi.
I've been to that one.
So I'm like standing in this room like fucking completely naked except for my watch. And as I'm about to get in the float tank, I get one email and it's from
Gitter.
I mean, from unnamed streaming service.
We can beat that out.
It's from a cinema. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, they got me. And it was like this long ass email going like, we got proof. It was you and another guy. There's a suspicious activity on these two accounts. And like me and Henry have a movie podcast together. It's like one fucking Google search to find out that we
what are you talking about? Exactly. How you got all the footage.
Yeah, we have a fucking movie podcast together. It's pretty obvious that we know each other. And so like I just start fucking stressing. I go into the float tank with like that email on my
mind. You sink in the float tank.
So I'm just in there, like it's like this little chamber of stress. I took like, you know, I'm in there with my fucking like digital Casio watch. So it's meant to be complete darkness, but I keep pressing the light button to see how long I have to stay in this tank for. And then like every now and then, I just like can't take it. So I just open the tank. I'm just like pacing the room like my little fucking ick days, just like completely naked, just completely shriveled up, just walking around going, fuck, they got me, they got me, they got me, I'm stressing
out. I'm just imagining how wet this whole room is. He's getting that drip of wet walking around. Like, who the fuck splashes in its fucking...
It's like this like viscous saline solution just running off me. And it's like trapped in my hair. I'm like, oh, they got me. I'm like, the whole day I'm just stressed and naked in this tank. And then I just like go, you know,
stressed and naked.
And then when I get out of the tank, Henry calls me. He's like, I'm out, man. I'm fucking out. I'm just going to say that like I stole them from Queensland. I was in Queensland when they did it. They can't find me or whatever. Nice. And then I was like, oh, I got to get out too. I'm like, so I just like spent a day and I sent them an email. I think I found the email.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's beautiful. Sick.
I sent them an email because I'm like, I got to get out of this. I was so...
Cue up piano.
I was just
from,
so stressed.
Layla?
Piano from Layla.
Yeah.
No, Derek and the Dominoes. And then I just freaked out. So I said, this is my email they said to like absolve myself of this crime. Hi there. Thanks for applying to me. Right away, I just want to apologize for being so defensive in my last email. I totally misread it and thought that I had been banned completely from the service. I'm a pretty poor student that loves film so much, and I'm still new in town. So, as you can imagine, access and vouchers to the Dendy Direct service offered me a lot of comfort over the holiday period. And I really do appreciate that. It's a really great service, and I hope to continue to use it when I come into a position where I can actually afford it. Have a great summer, and I'll see you at the movies.
Oh, Lex.
And that's it.
And then I didn't go back for a full year. I never went back to that cinema for a full year. And then one day Henry and I were like, we got to go back to see Anomalisa. It was like the only place screening this movie. We're both desperate to see it. Great flick. Worth going in, but I was stressing. I was so stressed about going back.
You're shopping for trench coats on the way in.
Dude, no shit. I was like so nervous about going in that I did go into disguise. And I was like, well, how do you recognize me? Because my name, because they did search.
Yeah, how do you recognize Alexi?
They did search us on Facebook and they found like a friend that we knew who worked there. Because Henry and I were both mutual friends with them, and they accused that person of feeding us the tickets. Fuck.
They found a rat.
Yeah, they literally like they fucking
they
smoked
found the
us
inside
out.
Man.
Yeah,
but there was no inside man. Henry just leapt over the counter.
It was Eric Norton playing a what's his name? Fucking Edward Norton playing a retard in The Score.
I think we've seen that.
Oh, The Score's a great movie, Frank Oz. You get the historic team up of Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro, and Edward Norton, dude.
Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Full retard. Full retard for that, most of that movie.
Man, when we were on the way there, I was like, fuck, okay, what? I'm like, you know, how can I look more anonymous? What do I have? My features, I've got curly hair and I've got fucking glasses. So I took my glasses off and bought a Newtown Jets hat from like the vendor on the street. I just like wore it. I wore it really loose and I tucked my eyebrows into the cap.
So it looked more suspicious.
So I like got my full head like leaning back to like order the tickets and would like change my entire posture.
Yeah, I reckon that's what they recognize about you, is your posture.
You went in like Henry Hill now. Today.
Like he's been dead for 15 years.
You know, he'd show up on Stern Show.
He's a chef. Yeah. I was like, fucking went in. I was like, yeah, Tudor Anomalisa, please. No, I don't have an account with you guys. So,
should
yeah,
get one,
but. Yeah,
oh, wow, this is crazy. This is a nice cinema. I've never been here before.
Just wandering around, looking around like, through the tip of my nose.
And then you can't see properly either because you're not wearing glasses.
I couldn't see fucking anything. I'd like waited for like until the lights went down in the cinema, took the hat off, put the glasses back on.
There's so a bloke in the Newtown Jets hat walking into stuff.
Tell you what, his eyebrows are pretty high.
Yeah, it must be
come down a bit.
He's shocked about the low prices.
I've never seen so many a multiplex that also does art house movies.
Oh man, well I don't think there's any top of that. That is absolutely beautiful, man. Thanks so much for coming in, Lex.
Oh, my pleasure. So good to hang out with you boys.
We got to read a review, mm-hmm. but if you got an amazing podcast.
Yeah,
that
thank
we should
you so
we
much.
Should promote Finding Drago.
Yeah, Finding Drago, Finding Desperado. If you've never heard it, it's our ABC podcast where Cameron James and I investigate pop culture mysteries.
Yeah.
And they're very beautifully emotional and extremely hysterical. And also we do Total Reboot together, which is a weekly movie podcast. And at the moment, we're going through teen films. And we've got a couple of exciting episodes coming out probably same time as this podcast.
Sick.
Or
there's
this
a gap
week.
In the market for teen film podcasts.
Yeah, we're doing it. And open back up. So like, yeah, let's fucking go in on the biggest moneymaker in the world.
Let's fill this sinkhole.
But we got ones with Ben Lee and Ione Skye talking about the teen movies that they were in.
Wow.
Including Say Anything. You know,
Lake Placid.
Yeah, Lake Rage on Placid Lake. So
oh, that's
fucking
the one.
Good. Yeah.
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
Ben Lee played the crocodile, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, only 15-year-old croc. So. We were talking about Say Anything with Ione Skye, which is so fucking cool.
Oh, you've got another pod as well, don't mm-hmm. you?
With Jen Fricker, we do a movie podcast for Netflix called The Big Film Buffet. We talk about the movies that are coming out on Netflix that weekend.
How long before you were bummed that they didn't have an actual buffet?
Yeah, it was my suggestion. Can we
call
get
my
Karen
agent?
In
it's
here?
Actually in the title. The buffet's in the title, so yeah,
it's got to be authentic. Can we get one? I want to eat 1,500 prawns while we're doing the podcast.
That would have been my demand.
And when this comes out, Dougie, you'll be performing in
Melbourne. I'll be in Melbourne.
You'll be in Melbourne at...
Oh, no, I would have just finished up.
Oh, fuck me. Well, we'll be down there anyway. Come say hi to me and Cameron. We'll be down there.
Yeah, go get a second to the boys.
We've just got a quick review to read before we get out of here.
Oh, I'm doing a Sydney show on the 6th and 7th of May, I think.
Are tickets on sale?
Yeah.
Snap them up. That'll be that'll
Sydney
be
Comedy Festival. That'll be the red Factory
hot.
Theater.
You might, even
come see me in a shipping container.
That yeah. shipping container, we actually recorded all of Finding Desperado in, so it's a historic place.
Wow.
There you go.
Man.
Yeah.
That was
come
part of
come see a different Desperado.
Yeah. Yeah. We found Desperado.
Beer Desperado. Yeah.
Finding Desperado is back at the... He's right here.
He's
never lost. He's at the APM slot.
All right, this review is from old mate Jakey Boy. Confirmed Rockets all round, 5 stars. Oh, no, wait, we've already read that one. Oh, no, I haven't. Absolute pearl of a pod. No bunch of blokes better listen to on my way to my crappy name tag job. Oh. Only podcast I've heard with the hosts are watching the clock mid-pod. Any loss would be any less would be 5 stars would be a mug off.
Wow. There.
Thanks,
wow.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks
that's
so
a good
much.
One. I hope you enjoy that job there. Anything to make your day a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know?
Find a scam.
Yeah, exactly. Have a look around, mate. See, there's always money to be made, Jakey boy.
Yeah, you know? Scams are out there. Even a little nerd like me found his little Goodfellas dream.
All my life, I wanted to be a
Gitter.
I'm going to have to fucking bleep the
Gitter.
Now I said it. Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll leave it in. Who gives a shit? Statutes over.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I reckon it's sick.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks so much for coming in, Lex. We love you, baby.
I like the pod. As always, follow us on Instagram, MugOff69, the Facebook group, the MugOff, which is the only thing I do on Facebook these days, check in on what the Gronks are posting.
Buy
there.
Some t-shirts if there's any left.
Yeah, they'll be on sale now.
Yeah,
they'll be on sale now.
For the cheap seats?
If there are any left.
T-shirt gun goes that far. All right, whatever stock's left, we fired at a gun at you idiots.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Baby.